T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
As they would say in the afternoon show, rumors.
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 Rumors. There is a new rumor out there, and it involves the schedule of both Michigan and Michigan State. And when both schedules collide in October, there is a rumor that this might be a night game. And we had heard after the 2013? The last night game in this matchup that neither program wanted to play this game at night.
No, they did play a night game in 2017. You might remember John O'Korn had a very great day.
That's right.
Yeah, in Michigan.
That a night game? I thought for some reason that was a 3:30 start.
No, it was a night game. I think it started like 6:30, actually. 7:30?
7 o'clock.
That was a little hazy for me because that was our 20-year reunion. We had it on that game, and I remember the 5 interceptions.
Oh, yeah.
The start time is a little hazy.
You know, he was awful, as we know.
Yes.
I get that. But, you know, you're playing the second half in a rainstorm, basically, and you kept trying to throw the ball. I forget who the offensive coordinator was at that time as well, but that's ridiculous.
Yes.
Anyway,
they're talking about this matchup this year might possibly be a night game. And I have, for my entire life, but especially my time here at 97.1, been very vocal about the fact that I think all college football games should be played at noon. And I'm going to do a Stoney. However,
that's right.
However, if you're going to play a night game, the biggest games on your schedule should be the ones that you look at and say, okay, Michigan, Michigan State. You can play that one at night.
Oh, you mean like Hawaii?
Hawaii. I can't wait to wait around all day for the rainbows to run out of the tunnel and see what happens on the floor of the big house. I'm on the edge of my seat now. I can only imagine. At about 3:30, then 4:30, then 5:30, waiting for that game to kick off. Anyway, I know that there is some consternation around the lead up to a game of this magnitude for both programs, and more importantly for the fan bases of both programs, getting well lubricated all day long, and what might happen or transpire during the game, but more importantly, after the game, when it gets over finally at about 11:30. I think both fan bases should be able to handle this. I think this game, if you're going to play one at night, this would be a great game to have in prime time. Don't you agree?
It'd be cool. Absolutely. The question I have, though, is whether it'll be done, because I would think, I don't know how they figure out what games are going to be at night either, but the previous game, because they both have a bye between,
right,
you know, the 16th and the 30th, I believe is the game, right?
Yes.
The Penn State game is the 16th.
Correct.
I don't think Michigan would have back-to-back night games, and wouldn't that be a better night game nationally? I don't know.
One of your TV partners is Fox, and you want the Fox Big Noon.
Okay.
So, I mean, I if you're going to pick between those, I think Fox would be looking at that one early on, and they could take both games.
True.
But it's probably, I think that Penn State game, depending on what James Franklin does in under his new contract and what we see from them, but I think that one lends itself more to a Big Noon kick. 3:30 would be great for the Michigan-Michigan State game. That would be outstanding. Night game, again, if you're going to play after the noon slot time, go ahead, put it at night. I do think while you may have some rebel rousers after the game, maybe some during the game in the stadium, both fan bases can handle this.
Yes, and you will also have those same rebel rousers, as you call them, whether the game is kicked off at 12 or 3:30.
Right, but they won't have as long to get sauced up before the game.
That's true.
I mean, you're talking about all day long. And, you know, for those that enjoy the slow burn and the buildup, maybe they would not be as sauced up at noon or at 3:30 as they would be at 7:30. Because we know that there are some emotions in this game.
Yeah, just a few.
Yes. I can't wait. And I really, really hope that both teams. Who is it that Michigan State plays? Did you say?
They play Ohio State.
They play Ohio State. It's a tougher road for Michigan State to get there undefeated than it is Michigan. But Michigan does obviously travel to Iowa, and they play Penn State at home. Mm-hmm. I'm not sitting here predicting,
no,
you know, anybody is undefeated or that one team is more than the other, but it would be awesome, just like last year, to have that buildup of both undefeated programs going into that game.
It would be spectacular, and you're right. A night game, would they do it as a maze out because there'd be a lot of green there too?
I'm sure there'd be some green.
Yeah.
Some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be about 80,000 maize and about maybe 20,000 green.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be, yeah.
Because there are a lot of tickets that will be available.
Yes.
On various sites where the visiting team will be able to buy those said
tickets.
Pluck
them. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Hopefully. Hopefully Wolverine fans won't allow that to happen. But as we know, you could pay for almost your entire season tickets by selling one or two prime games if you are not inclined to go to those.
That is correct.
Will you be in attendance?
Depends when the game is.
If it's an 8 o'clock kick, 7:30 kick, we'll watch that one from home.
We'll see. I don't know. For some
do
reason,
do you have? I mean, do you despise night games like I do?
I don't love them, but they are fun. I mean, the problem is, like, I think the last one I went to. Was that the one? No, was that the Wisconsin? Yeah, it was the Wisconsin game, I think, a couple years ago. Cool. They beat Wisconsin in a night game.
Oh, okay.
Shea Patterson had a really good game, right? They blew him out, right?
Okay, yeah, that was before, yes. Before the pandemic season where
right.
Wisconsin came in and boat raced them in
right.
the big house.
I think, did I go to the, I was at the Washington game last year, so that was a night game.
Okay.
So that yeah. Was, yeah, I do enjoy night games. It's more tailgating.
My point?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's.
But you don't
yes.
really have to worry about me.
No, you're not what we would call a
rebel rouser.
Yes. Yeah, no,
I get buzzed. But
sure, but it doesn't. You get in my experience.
I can
now,
watch.
It's not
I can.
It's,
I can.
You become
I can watch
more
the
mellow.
Game. Yeah,
with a few pops.
Now wait a minute. You just closed out a bar a couple weeks ago.
That's true.
Right, but he. Yeah,
but that
I mean
was
that's
a special occasion.
Yeah, a special occasion. I wouldn't necessarily. And he didn't go and start any bar fights or street fights at
right.
midnight.
But wasn't it after the Wisconsin game? I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to remember that I met you at Doug's house. I remember taking an. I don't remember.
That's a long time ago.
I know. I don't remember.
You can remember the picture in the 1962 Tigers. Red Sox game, but four or five years ago, we struggled to.
Well, especially when, you know.
When you've had a few.
Had a few. Yeah.
Yes. You know what? That actually might be the first time that I think we had met
no,
before
no, no,
that.
No. I met you after the game.
Right.
Because I was sitting in, I think that was the game, watching some more college football late at night.
Yes, we went down to I think that was when the season Doug unveiled the multiple TV screens.
Yes,
in the basement.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And I remember taking a lift back to West Bloomfield.
Where was your car?
Oh, my car was home. I got a ride from a neighbor who goes to all the games.
Yeah.
And the plan was for me to
get a lift home.
Get a lift home.
Winthorpe was off?
Yeah, Winthorpe. Yeah. Winthorpe, actually, because of all the, even back then.
Do you write the code on your hand to get the drawbridge to come down before you leave so that you don't forget it if you do come home a little inebriated?
Well, I do remember. I know the code. I changed the code since we became friends. It's 7677. That's the code.
Thank you.
It's just the John Jansen.
The John Jansen code, yes.
Because you only got the one way in with the drawbridge because you can't. There's no way you can cross those alligator-infested waters.
No.
That's true.
No, and at that point, he's not. I mean, he does spend time at the pool, but he's not going to swim.
Correct.
You know, with the blood alcohol contact being
and
what it is.
And it's crazy because right now we're getting a new deck. And the workers from
is that the first or second?
Well, the great folks, you know, the Northville Lumber provided. You know, they're having a hard time because they're worried about the gators in the moat. So you know, it's tough.
It is tough. It is tough. But
first, they got to get it finished so you can get the chopper pad resealed before the winter.
Well, before that has to be resealed.
Well, it's because they're putting in the heat under the cement.
No, right now, the chopper blades are getting sharpened. They're getting redone.
We're full on going with this.
Yeah. You know what? You know, if you're going to make fun of me, I'm going to play along. That's what I've decided. Not recently, but like basically the past 20 years. I wish I was as rich as you guys think I am. It would be a hell of a life. I have a hell of a life anyway. So I'm
yes.
Anyway.
Well, yeah, hell of a life. You're hopping on a jet plane today. Going out to Vegas to win some more cash.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I mean, I know you had to split it, but it was a $50,000 check. Yeah. Big check.
I still have that check in my basement.
Have you cashed it yet?
I don't walk into a Chase bank with that. See what happens.
You need a bigger pen to sign that with, right?
Yeah, exactly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.